Today is Tuesday. That makes this podcast day, and podcast days make me happy. So welcome to Shut Up and Grind. This is Rob, episode number 282. Sorry if I sound a little nasally. I was just mowing the very large lawn that's here, so breathe in a whole lot of pollen, so don't let that get you down. If you're brand new, we're all about overcoming obstacles. We're about defying the odds and helping you clear the path to whatever is holding you back from having the success that you want to have. And today we're going to be talking about misconceptions about weight loss / weight gain. And helping me have this conversation is, I had a good adjective, and I completely forgot it. So let's just bring in Nicole Davis. She's going to help me have this conversation. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Robert. It's so much to be here. Thanks.
See, talking about mowing the lawn derailed my train of thought.
That's okay. That was the most interesting introduction I've ever had, though.
Yes.
Wait, darn, I forgot the adjective.
See, throwing a little humor into the show. So give us a refresher on your background.
Okay, so I've been working in the fitness and weight loss industries for over 30 years. I am a National Academy of Sports Medicine certified personal trainer, behavior specialist, metabolic technician with Lifetime Athletic, as well as a medical spiritual medium and healer.
All right. What is a metabolic technician?
So in my 30 years of working at different gyms at different times, I've worked at 13 different gyms. And the last one I worked at was called Lifetime Athletic. It's probably the most elite health club I've ever worked at, where not only do they have in-house modules for the latest and cutting edge science about health and fitness and weight loss and metabolism, but they also have in-house training for taking active and resting, what we called active and resting metabolic assessments. So we would measure how much CO2 was being expressed during different points of a workout, usually a 15-minute progressive workout every 2 minutes, increasing the intensity over time to see how your body was handling A, the stress, and B, how effective it was at burning calories. So that was a fun time, and it helped me really kind of hone in on a different metric when it came to weight loss. As you know, it's a bunch of things all together, you know, calorie counting, how much oxygen you're consuming, how much you're expressing in CO2, but it's also activity level, and it's also a bunch of other things, dietary intake and things like that. But I had a revelatory experience recently, so I wanted to share that with you.
All right. Well, let's dive into said revelatory experience.
Okay. So here it is. You, Robert, myself, I don't know about you. I have something like 18 certifications over 30 years, because in our industry, you have to keep renewing and you have to keep renewing your CPR and everything. Right. So here I am peeling the scientific onion of what it is to lose weight, you know. And what I realized was that no matter how great we were, right, we figured it all out. We had all the details about caloric burn, like I say, you know, what kind of activity was going to help people burn even more calories, or, you know, get them in the frame of mind that they didn't need to crave those foods. And, you know, as a behavior change specialist, that was the other piece of it, was like, how do you change behaviors? So I dove into the neurochemistry, I dove into behavior change. And what I kept coming up with time after time after time was that no matter how great the science was, we still kept having people come back after a year or so saying, you know, I gained the 50 pounds I lost with you plus 10, and I'm back on my, you know, diabetes medication, and I'm back on my hypertension medication. So it was really kind of like annoying, honestly. It was really so. In the time that we have spoken, though, I have become an ordained minister as well. And I've always been faithful. I've always prayed before working on any healing clients, and then more recently prayed for all my clients who have been training clients. And I kept asking our Father in heaven, you know, what is it that we're missing here? Like half of our country, nearly half of our country, is either overweight or obese. You know, one or the other. And there's got to be, we're missing something. And he gave me the answer.
Okay. And that answer is?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Okay. The answer is that for as intelligent, and I swear to you have these people too, Robert, I'm sure you do. You know, they study every metric on their own. They read articles online. All of our clients are supremely intelligent about how to lose weight. But what we're not paying attention to is literally our soul, a spiritual essence of who we are. Mm. Now, you might think like, wait, you know, God doesn't care if I lose weight or not. That's not, I pray that I will. I hope he helps me. I do lose weight. But that's not what he's really worried about. Nobody is, because it affects so many other health metrics, right? If you're obese or overweight, it's not as though, and I'm sure you've heard about all of this fat shaming and things like that. It's not as though we're doing that. What we're really concerned about is your health. We're not fat shaming. If you want to call it health shaming, then have at it, but we're not fat shaming.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is that and I was having problems with people who I knew, like I would be reading them, you know, giving them a psychic metabolic reading or medical or spiritual assessment inside of my 5-part assessment that was already very, very coherent, comprehensive. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. I covered every metric. But what I was seeing in these psychic readings I was giving my people, that unless they moved to a safer place of town, changed their relationship, got into a job that meant more to them, was more fulfilling, they would never lose weight. Mm-hmm. So that was years ago. That's been building up over the years. And I'd taken copious notes over 30 years of all the clients I'd ever worked with. And finally, our father, about a year and a half ago, our father in heaven said, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I was channeling this information. And he's like, get rid of the science. Forget about the science. And I said, but I built my entire career around the science. How am I going to say, oh yeah, forget about the science, to a client? No, what they said was, what we really need to do is pay attention to our souls, because all the things you'd been looking for answers to, those answers lie in your own soul. Mm. So when I started to, and I did this even before I had the direct channeled sessions from our Father in Heaven and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I sat down with a client once who I knew had a level of trauma and abuse in her childhood from the psychic readings and the assessments that I had given her. Mm-hmm. And she seemed to be terrified, agoraphobic, coming to my studio was like, oh, you know, is anyone watching me? Can anyone see me? And she had a serious problem. And I sat down and I said, let's just pray about this. No pressure. Let's just pray. So I prayed with her, and then I led her through another sort of a relaxing meditation. And then I started opening up my studio at night for people to come and just focus on calming themselves. They seemed to be so preoccupied with the world news, with what was going around, you know, bullying in the schools and shootings and the threat of war and people stressing about different things at different times. That didn't even include their own personal history, right? Trauma, yeah. Abuse, and everything else. So basically, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, everyone's limbic brain, which is responsible for our metabolism, the soul of the limbic brain is not being calmed. It's being hyperstimulated day after day after day after day. And no matter how much our conscious minds are telling us, we're fine to watch this violent movie. We're fine to hear the news about the 15 people shot in the drugstore, whatever it is. We are safe. It still sends messages to the limbic brain that this is real and it's happening to us now. So what I started doing was literally saying these prayers and meditations to my clients, and they end up losing without even setting foot in a studio, without even adapting a diet or attempting to change their diet, they started losing weight between 1.5 and 3 pounds a week consistently. Wow. I did a study group of 10 women and another group of people after that. My more recent client has lost 45 pounds since the beginning of February.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah. And it's literally how to speak to the limbic brain because, okay, just to give like your viewers a little bit of history, you know, the limbic brain is in charge of all bodily functions, everything, metabolism, everything. So if the limbic brain is irritated in any way, the neurochemistry can't line up to produce normal metabolic functioning. It's going to act the wrong way on your thyroid, on your pancreas, on your stomach, on your adrenal glands. It's going to send all the wrong messages to different parts of your body. And then it's harder for your metabolism to respond normally when it's terrified, meaning the limbic brain. So that was the revelatory moment that I was. So wow. I did use science to back up, you know, the things that were happening in people's brains and bodies as they were losing weight. But it was only for that purpose. The thing that we kept speaking to in the meditations and the visualizations and in the coaching was to how safe the limbic brain was. Now, here's the other piece of this, and this is the secret sauce. So in as much as we like to say, rely on meditation and everything for our mental stability, our calm, our stress-free lifestyle we love to have, that still doesn't take care of past trauma and abuse, the terror of which could debilitate any diet, anytime, or depression or anger. So when I was doing a lot of my assessments, I discovered like the top three emotions, and this is not like neuroscience or anything. Well, it is, but it's not a rocket science. That's what I meant. The top three emotions that help people lose weight, I mean, gain weight the most, the top three emotions that make people gain weight is fear, depression, and anger. Go figure, right? We all know that.
Yeah.
But what I did was I channeled direct information from Archangel Raphael. And he has always been by me anytime I gave a healing to anyone, energetically or otherwise. And verbatim, I wrote down these three meditations: transform fear, transform depression, and transform anger. And then that became my clients' regular practice. They didn't need me as much anymore. They needed the regular practice of calming the limbic brain through those types of meditations. So that's what I've been spending the last year and a half on that I think has happened. Didn't I see you like 2 years ago or 3 years
ago? 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. So this must have happened just after we spoke. But that's been the journey I've been on thus far.
Okay. And so from that, you said you created like a five-day program or challenge?
It's a 5 week program.
A week, that's what it is.
Because you have to remember everything that we're experiencing out in our daily lives, from construction noise to the sight of a fire to, you know, people screaming at each other in the streets or wherever you are, loud noises everywhere, or in our entertainment, on our computer, computer gamings are extraordinarily violent. Everything is irritating to the limbic brain. So it actually takes a little bit more time to calm it down and to reassure the limbic brain that it is safe over and over and over again. So I gave it 5 weeks. Okay. First 3 weeks are, you know, as Robert knows, the first 3 weeks are usually spent on changing behavior. And then we like to support people, get them in a group so that we do some group coaching. Mondays, we do the tutorial. Friday, we do the group coaching. And we start to talk to or speak to what individual experiences have been and what they're about. That's also essential, as you know, for producing endorphins and also the kindnesses that happen between people when they get together. So I wanted to provide a group setting for people to support each other with. But it's a five-week course, and you get a lot of goodies in it, too. A lot of freebies.
A lot of goodies. Love it. I want to get back to that. I want to go back to where you were talking about fear, depression, and anger. Right. So what would you say to someone who isn't religious, but they're interested in learning more about what you have to say?
Well, this has come up a lot. In fact, I have taught a similar course, not exactly like it, but a similar course at the Lululemon at the Mall of America twice now. Mm. I've also been asked to teach it at Peloton's, at a Peloton stores. And, there's one, Lifetime Athletic. Athletic in Minneapolis, I went. And I happened to have a wonderful conversation with the manager of the PT department there, the personal training department there. And the way we're handling it is this. If we can relate to a soul, then we can speak to the soul of the limbic brain. Mm-hmm. And it's up to you. If you want to take it the next step, you can take it the next step. But if you're comfortable there and you're losing weight there, you can stay there. That in and of itself is going to decrease a lot of stress just by calming the limbic brain. It's the permanent peace that we need our Father in heaven for. Yeah. But it doesn't mean you can't start with some of these weight loss meditations. You can't, you know, you can always start with that and see how you feel. If you don't feel comfortable moving forward with the rest of the program, that's up to you. But you can always start by speaking to your limbic brain.
Awesome. So, 'cause I tell people something very similar. But let me see. What's the word I'm looking for? I tell people basically to make it bigger than just themselves. You know, yeah. I'm like, don't just be here just to lose weight. You know, it's like you want to recapture yourself. You want to be an example for your children. You want to be an example for your coworkers. And we're going to focus on performance. You know, because as you know, working with, I'm not going to say all, but a majority of women live and die by the scale.
Yes.
It's like the scale is everything.
Yeah.
And as you know, when people first start, you know, especially if you're doing a lot of weight training, like it's possible to lose 4 inches, not lose any weight, yes, but you're still down a pant size, you know? So yes. I tell people, I'm like, focus on performance. And like, we're still going to track the numbers, but focus on moving more weight, you know, walking further, running further, jumping higher, squatting lower. It's like, and then you just stack these positive performances up over time, and then you're going to be pleased with your results.
Well, I have a lot to say about everything you just talked about. So one thing that I absolutely adore that you do and what our Father in Heaven wants us to do is to focus on, are you living the life you want? Are you happy with where you are in your life right now? Because God has given you all these gifts, all these talents, all these things to explore that do what naturally? Balance the limbic brain, the neurochemistry. If you're doing something you enjoy, then your endorphins are going to be high every day. If you're doing something that makes peace in your heart, serotonin is going to be right in alignment. All the cortisol, all of that is going to drop, and all the weird negative hormones that could really do a number on your metabolism will drop down, and all the good hormones and neurochemistry will come back up. That's the first thing. The second thing that I've noticed is that it isn't necessary, let's just say. What I've noticed in both working in a gym, 13 gyms over 30 years, as well as being a healer, I was also involved in the art industry and television industry and film industry. What I find is ironic, Robert, is that those people who are even going to your gym, they're ready for your message. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the people who are sedentary that worry me. It's the people that are agoraphobic or traumatized by past abuse that don't feel comfortable going to a gym. They're the people I feel like I could help and bring into a place of more activity over time. Because once you're on this program, you start to crave all the good foods. You forget about binge eating. You start wanting to go for a walk with someone and having companionship and being out in public more. It's a total brain shift that I have yet to see anyone produce anywhere. But that being said, you're right. I mean, everything you said is right. The fact that people should not live and die by a scale. What's the most important thing? Someone asked me once, because the effects of this particular program are so subtle that, like, I had someone say, I noticed my pants were loose. I didn't know why. And she came in, I have an in-body here, and she had lost 7 pounds of fat.
Wow.
Didn't even realize it. It was so subtle. So when someone asked me, you know, if this is so subtle and it's, you know, it's working, how do you know it's actually working? I'm like, number one, you feel great. Yep. You're not waking up anxious or depressed anymore. You're waking up looking forward to your day. Number two, you obviously lose weight. And number three, you're starting to feel like, oh, I do have authority in this particular area. I can change how I think, how I feel, how I act, how my body's responding simply by speaking to my limbic brain and acknowledging that maybe I need something different than what's in my life right now.
See, I want to add on to that, because that's very, very powerful. Because too many times people hand over their power.
Yeah.
They absolutely just give it away. It's like, oh, well, they said, or my girlfriend said, well, my husband said, what do you say? That's what I always say. What do you say? Like, you are in control of what you do.
I wrote an article for A Bella Magazine a while ago about the top 10 things, the top 10 mistakes most people make about weight loss. And that was one of them. Never do your friend's workout. Never take on their diet. You know, you have an authority in you that God placed in us. Whether you believe in God or not, you know there's something in there that you have an authority about. You know better than anyone what this is going on in here. And that's the soul. And when we tap into that wisdom, not only are we able to balance neurochemistry, but we're also getting information. You know, when I teach this course, I teach something called a body scan. And people are stunned. They start going through their bodies and they'll see like red, dark red in their heart, or they'll figure out, like, you know, I had this rotting, you know, image of an orange in my solar plexus. And, you know, all these things, this imagery pops up telling their own soul story. And then they are open to it, that information. Once you have that information, you can make changes to make it better. But if you keep handing your power over to everyone else, your soul is saying, you know, it's like taking your newborn baby, handing it to someone you've never met before and say, okay, take care of that for me. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. You can't do that. And it's above and beyond just taking responsibility for who you are. It's accessing seriously the power of your soul to help you lose weight, you know?
Love it. Yeah, just like it says up above us, you know, your true power lies in your story. It's like people are so afraid to just face reality. And then back to your point on what stress does to the body. And just by telling your story, you're going to realize, number one, people don't care as much as you think they do. You know, as far as from like a judgmental standpoint, like, most people are going to be supportive of your story. It's like, you know, this is what, 282 episodes now of just sharing stories from people from all over the world. And it's just amazing the amount of support that we get. And some of the stories I've heard over the years, oh boy, like some of them run real, real deep, you know, yeah. Real deep. But just the point is, but the more you share it, the more you find people who can relate to you. And,
yes.
And that's the problem, is people are trying to relate to other people's circumstances. You know, back to your point, like, don't do your friend's workout. Don't take on your friend's persona, your friend's lifestyle, if it's not conducive to what your core values are.
Right. And I think, you know, our society today, our culture today is all about do it like me because I was successful. That's insufficient evidence of true success for someone who's struggling with their weight. Yes. You know, you have different metabolisms, different personalities. You have different perspectives. You have different cravings and tastes. I can tell you right now, half of the people that have sugar cravings, right, or any kind of carbohydrate craving, they're not going to do well on like South Beach, okay? It's just not going to go well. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, there are things that you have to take into consideration that you make you an individual, unique person that you have to take into account. The problem is, though, in our society, we're not really big on educating ourselves on how to find that information. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We're big on jumping on the bandwagons. We're big on that. We're really good at that. We're not good at self-introspection and how that process can empower us to be our healthiest, to lose weight healthfully at a pace that's right.
Sorry. I was just going to say, and where that stems from too is people don't want to fail. So when you latch on to something else, you can blame that program. Yes. And you can say, oh, well, I tried Weight Watchers. That didn't work. Yeah. Like Weight Watchers has been around for decades and probably helped tens of thousands of people get in shape. All right, it didn't work for you, or did you not work it? You know, but also to your point, is it's not one size fits all. So like when I do a consultation with people and they're asking me like specific questions, and I'm like, I don't know you yet. Like we haven't even done a workout. I don't know how your body's going to respond to that workout.
Yeah.
Like we don't know, like you might need more water than I think because you sweat profusely. It's like I said, I need a solid 2 weeks of working with you. Then I can put together a game plan for you. Once I see how your body responds, when I see how long it takes you to recover in between exercises, so on and so forth. I said, if you sit down with someone and in 5 minutes, they're trying to sell you a program, that person does not have your best interest in mind.
Well, and that's what I've been saying the whole time is that I want to put the power back in people's hands, literally. You know, I want to stop these people spending thousands of dollars just to make sure that, you know, that person whose husband is a marketer, who knows how to market your shake product really well, makes as much money out of this as they can, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like I get these programs and like, you know, how to get the most money out of each client. And it's like, that's not the goal. Like I want to give them what they need. Like if they need something, I'll offer it, but I'm not going to offer it if that particular person doesn't need it.
And I've said this since the beginning, that although it's a great compliment to have repeat customers or clients, it is not my goal.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no shortage of people that need our help.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I want to teach, give you these gems, and then you take it and make it whatever you want. Come back for a brush up on a program if you want a physical program or some coaching about a plateau you've hit. But then you have those tools. You have them. You know, that was the whole point of the 5-week program, to give people the tools that they need, and then they can take it from there. But I know I hear that too. And it's super, super difficult concept for people to come across that they can do this with some simple tools, techniques, and of course, inspiration to work out, inspiration from other people, but not to take on their stuff, like you said.
Yeah, like the big thing too, it's accountability. It, like I don't know why people lose it so easily. You know, it's like yesterday I have my step goal is at least 10,000. I try to shoot for 20 each day. You know, so now I haven't seen my boys in a couple of weeks. So they came down yesterday. They're gonna be here for a couple of weeks. So I didn't get as many, but I had like 6,300, I wanna say, by 8 p.m. And at first I was like, I'll double my steps tomorrow. But then I was like, what if one of my clients sent that to me? I would say your minimum is 10,000. Get your ass up and go get the rest of it. And so that's exactly what I did. Put on my headphones, went outside, and I got over my 10,000. And then I'm already at 17,000 for today. So I made up the difference already. And I'll probably end with about 25,000 today because I got stuff outside to do. You know, but it's just having that having that self-awareness and knowing what you want, you know, knowing what, what you want. Like, I don't need people to call me and text me and say, hey, Rob, make sure you work out today. You know, it's like, it's already in there. And that's one of the toughest things that I teach people is how to find it in themselves and pull it out.
And I agree. You know, I think that works for you. You know, that's something that motivates you. And that number is a big motivator for you. I have also experienced people who all they do is walk and they don't lose an ounce, you know? So like, okay, well now let's vary the heart rate then. Let's work on that a little bit instead of the steps. You know, there are different metrics to different things. But what I do find is that when you do work with the limbic brain or the soul of the limbic brain, you're self-motivated.
I lost you a little bit there.
Oh, when you work
there
with-
you are.
Oh, okay. I don't know what happened there. When you work with the soul of the limbic brain and we're talking to it, you become self-motivated.
Say that last part again, because you froze for a second.
Oops. When you work with the soul of the limbic brain, you become self-motivated. Yep. That's the dopamine piece. Did you get that?
Let me see. Is it me or is it you?
I don't know. I have a good signal here.
I do too. Like I'm hardwired in, because like my side isn't freezing. It's just yours. I don't know.
Do you see me now?
I do. Yes, I see and hear you.
Okay. All right. I was just saying that when you speak to the soul of the limbic brain, you start to also produce more dopamine, which is that motivating neurochemical. So it's that's just embedded into this program that I created. But I will also say this, that I've worked with a lot of people with, now you had an injury. Didn't you have a serious injury for your knees or your?
Yeah, my left knee.
Your left knee. So, you know, walking is going to work for you. I've worked with people who have horrible foot and knee and hip issues. So maybe walking for them isn't the answer. But this goes back to what we were saying. We're all individuals. That's why we have to work with what we have and make sure that we're tapping into our own soul's wisdom and power to get that, to make sure that we're doing that.
Yeah. It's like, you gotta find whatever works for you. I agree with that 100%, but like me, I'm a competitor. So for me, having benchmarks works for me. Like if I say I'm going to work out four days this week, I'm working out 4 days this week. If it's raining and I haven't met my step goal, I walk around the basement to get my step goal. You know, like there's just no excuses. Like that works for me.
Right.
You know, some people need to like schedule things and plan things. So if that works for you, do that. If you need a workout buddy, find one. You know, but just whatever it is that gets you off the couch, do that thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I am, you know, I used to be a metabolic devotee. You know, it was all about the numbers. It was all about the metrics. Now I see it really isn't. And I'm thrilled because now I can get people results, whether they are sedentary at home, sitting in front of a television for like hours on end, or if they're stuck in their virtual business at home behind a desk, or if they love to go to a gym. It can work with anyone, which I'm thrilled about. Honestly, it is a prayer come true, a wish come true.
Awesome. So how can people find out more about you and your program?
You know what I'm going to do? I will copy and paste this. Where are you now? I'm going to copy and paste this into the chat as soon as I get back there. Sorry, Robert.
It's okay.
Here we go. This is the link to my information page about the 5-week workshop. But what I want to offer your audience is, if you just simply want to ask some questions, I'd be happy to give you 30 minutes for free consultation.
Oh, awesome.
I'll just keep that to a limit of 10 people I'll take.
Okay. So you're putting that link in the comment section. So that is there. Let me put it up on the screen too. Just so people watching on the video can see. And boom. All right, give me some final words.
Final words. God is always loving you, no matter what. He hasn't made you gain weight. He's not interested in your suffering. He wants you to be happy and healthy. And I hope maybe this has inspired you just a little bit to know that he's always on your side, and that I hope to help inspire you further with whatever I can give you and offer you.
Awesome.
And thanks, Robert. You're awesome. I love chatting with you.
My pleasure. And likewise, let me put this one up on the screen too. Well, thank you very much for returning. Got to get you on one of those, one of the panels coming up soon.
Oh yeah. I have an announcement to make also, but maybe we should make it at another time. You're booking out far in advance.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll make that announcement on the next one.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. Okay. So I'll talk to you in a second. Thank you for joining, and let me close it out.
Okay. God bless everyone. Bye.
All right. If you just joined, make sure you go all the way back and watch it from the beginning. Whole lot of good stuff being dropped in this episode. So if you're struggling with weight gain or not losing weight, this is the episode to check out. She left us a lot of good information. She offered 10 people a 30-minute consultation. That's huge, because we all know time is money. So take advantage of that if you're struggling and can use her guidance. So that's all I got for you. I'll be back on Thursday and Friday this week. All right. Take care.
You've been listening to Shut Up and Grind. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show. Robert has over 20 years experience pouring his knowledge and expertise at many events in the service and fitness industry, as well as secondary schools and universities. He has a true passion for helping others break through the barriers that are holding them back. To book Robert B. Foster to speak or to reach out, go to robertbfoster.com. Till next time, shut up and